Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
Is the Captain's America Third Watch. Coming to you live from Tampa. Call in now and talk to Captain Matt toll-free, 877-969-8600.
I'm your captain. I'm your captain.
He's on the air, taking on enemies foreign and domestic, and uniting Americans to the cause of liberty.
We will rally the world to this cause by our efforts, by our courage. We will not tire, we will not falter, and we will not fail.
Good morning, America. Hello, world, and welcome to the Wednesday morning edition of the Captain's America Third Watch. I'm your host, retired fire rescue captain Matt Bruce, with tomorrow's news tonight as we broadcast from my Salem Media Group, Tampa, Florida flagship stations, AM 860 and AM 930, The Answer, as well as FM 93.7. And we're broadcasting to great radio stations all across America and around the world, too, via the internet and the satellite. And a special shout-out goes out to our active-duty military, our veterans, our EMS and firefighters, our police, our hospital and ER room workers, our 911 dispatchers, the Customs and Border Patrol, security officers, the U.S. Coast Guard, and all those keeping us free and safe. Now, let's not forget to everybody that's out there working on the Third Watch right now, getting things done to keep America rolling along. We give a special shout-out to our over-the-road 18-wheel drivers, the men and the women out there that are going cross-country, border-to-border, as well as our FedEx, our UPS, and let's not forget about our great mail haulers out there hauling the mail from the bulk mail centers to the post offices. And, of course, our suicide jockeys hauling gasoline and hauling diesel. And we got the Amazon warehouse people sorting packages for today. And, yes, where's my package, you guys? And then we've got the drivers out there delivering, getting the job done for Amazon as well. Now, you can follow us on Facebook, the official Captain's America Third Watch Facebook page. We're also on MeWe. We're on Gab. We're on Parler. We're on Getter. We're on Truth Social. We're on Twitter, all as Captain's America. And our website is simply thecaptainsamericathirdwatch.com. That's the Captain's America ThirdWatch.com. Go over there, check it out, and see all the things that we have to offer. And joining us right now from FoundersCode.com, that's FoundersCode.com, we have Denise Simon. Good morning to you.
Good morning.
Yep, there they are, up on the roof, up on the platform. It's a beautiful day in the neighborhood. 68 degrees here right now. Okay, gang, thanks. All right, there we go. They're going back in because the jets are going to start taking off now. So, are you ready to say the pledge?
Yes.
Here we go. I pledge allegiance
to the flag
of the United States of America and to the Republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all. And we emphasize the two words, ladies and gentlemen, under God, our great country was founded on Judeo-Christian values. Well, let's see. Representative Kevin McCarthy, running for speaker, had pledged a battle on the floor for as long as it took to overcome the right flank fellow Republicans who were refusing to give him their votes. Now, it's up to 19 right now, maybe 20, after Byron Donald said that he was not going to vote for McCarthy today. Now, it's not at all clear how the embattled GOP leader could rebound after becoming the first House Speaker nominee in 100 years to fail to win the gavel for the first three times in the first day.
And the Democrats are gloating in a big, huge way. In fact, after the third vote yesterday, they all got up and cheered and applauded at the failures of the Republicans. And I think what happened yesterday is somewhat indicative of how feeble the entire messaging and I don't know what word I really need to have here, but of what the Republicans should have been doing all along going into the midterms. So there was a red wave.
Mm-hmm.
Now, maybe there ought to be some thinking out of the box here, because you don't have to be a member of Congress to be Speaker of the House.
Nope.
So maybe you put somebody in there like Mike Huckabee.
Yep.
Or General Flynn.
Yep.
Or Lee Zeldin.
Yep.
Bobby Jindal.
Yep.
I mean, I can think of all kinds of other people to kind of neutralize all of this.
Mm-hmm.
But everybody wants to blame Kevin McCarthy
mm-hmm.
for his past. You know, that he worked across the aisle, and maybe they say that he worked across the aisle too much and that he sided with the Democrats too much. I mean, you can say a lot of things, but I will tell you that I don't think that Kevin McCarthy today is the man of Kevin McCarthy 2 years ago or 3 years ago or 5 years ago.
Mm-hmm.
I think he was, and I've said this before on your show many times, I think he was completely educated, if you will, and mentored with the likes of Newt Gingrich and those over at the Hudson Institute and the Heritage Foundation and, you know, lawyers and whatnot. That's why they came up with the Commitment to America. But I will tell you that, you know, we have some immediate issues that should already be underway. And I think that, you know, some of these demands that, you know, that Boebert and Bob Good and Luna and Gates and Andy Biggs and so forth are making,
right,
are, they have zero chance of ever getting through the Senate.
Correct.
And so, it's, you know, I kept saying yesterday they're moving the goalposts. They are moving the goalposts.
Mm-hmm.
And if they move these goalposts and they stand their ground on some of these things, then we're not going to have an investigation on China.
Mm-hmm.
And yet, we got Secretary of State Pompeo said China's going to do it again on the COVID.
You're right. Hold that thought, folks. You're coming right back with more. We're Denise Simon from FoundersCode.com. It's a Wednesday morning. Beautiful day in the neighborhood. Go out and enjoy it.
You're hearing the hardest working overnight radio talk host in America, New York Fire Rescue and World Trade Center survivor, Captain Matt Bruce, on the Captain's America Third Watch. Tune in daily between 2 and 6 a.m. Eastern. Always American, always conservative. God.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Youngevity at TeamG'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at TeamG'day.com and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your Youngevity business. TeamG'day.com. TeamG'day.com.
Hi, Peter Picaro for ParanormalDate.com. Are you looking for love in all the wrong places? Now you have a chance to change that by signing up for free at ParanormalDate.com. This incredible dating site puts people of like minds together. people who are interested in the strange, the unusual, mysteries, ghosts, UFOs, and the afterlife, and so much more. ParanormalDate.com was developed for you, people seeking a viable alternative to the other dating services. You can join for free by going to ParanormalDate.com, and if you decide you like it and want to connect with people, use the code GEORGE for a substantial discount. Mark Rawlings, president of ParanormalDate.com, says so many people hunger to share their experiences about the paranormal, the unexplainable, or the afterlife, and so much more, and this is the source for them to meet and share that common interest. So sign up for free at ParanormalDate.com, ParanormalDate.com, and use the code GEORGE if you decide to connect with someone you like.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you, too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie-cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Kyle Warren, and we're coming back right now with Denise Simon of FoundersCode.com, right here on the Captain's America Third Watch. Be sure to check out all the great articles she has over there. That's FoundersCode.com. Take it away, Captain.
Thank you very much, Kyle. Appreciate that. And this portion of the program, my conversation with Denise Simon, of course, brought to you by our friends at Geico Insurance. Now, Geico is spelled G-E-I-C-O. And they've been in business for over 85 years, insuring people all around the country. Now, they are the second largest personal auto insurer in the country at the present time, insuring well over 26 million drivers out there. Now, your local Geico office or the website, geico.com, spelled G-E-I-C-O.com, can help you find coverage for just about anything you own, the car you're driving, the truck you're driving. How about a motorcycle, an ATV, a boat, an RV? Maybe you got a snowmobile. All of that they can help you cover. And don't forget, where you save the money, really save the money, is when you're able to bundle your homeowners, your renters, or your condo insurance all together on the same policy. That will save you a bunch of money. So check them out online, Geico, G-E-I-C-O.com. You can find out the name of your agent there and get a hold of them, or you can get a quote offered to you right there, right off the website. Whatever works for you. Geico, G-E-I-C-O.com. All right, back to Denise Simon from FoundersCode.com. Good morning.
Good morning.
Okay, we've been talking about Kevin McCarthy, and we spurred the interest of Mary over in St. Pete. So, Mary in St. Pete, what's going on?
Hey, good morning and Happy New Year.
That too.
I worked as a nurse for years and years, and I learned to stay away from insane. Kind of stay away from people who are insane. That looked like a big S show yesterday. Those people are making, what, $176,000 or the whatever?
Oh, wait a minute. Did you hear about the new pay raise for the people that work in the offices?
Oh, yeah, that's probably much more.
They can get over $200,012 a year, to $212,000.
Hey,
gee
by the way,
whiz.
you as the taxpayer are really working, had the first half of your working year to pay for all this stuff. As far as investigations go, I don't care who's doing it. They're going nowhere anyway and always have for years and years and years, 50 years plus. We're still waiting for all the truth to come out about the JFK and other happenings.
Correct.
And also, by the way, there really, really is a history to the CIA being referred to as clowns. If you look up the history, those were like jesters in the court. But it's the whole thing is insanity. Mm-hmm. And for sane people trying to deal with this, it's impossible. That's what I think.
Okay. Very good.
Thank you.
All right. Very good. She's got a very good point there, Denise.
Look, the work that needs to be done in Washington is by these Republicans in the House is really historic, and the priority of that work changes often because of the more that we learn.
Mm-hmm.
I want these investigations because if we can't have short memories. You know, we have to review all things George Soros, the dark money. We can't go through stuff like what happened to the confirmation hearings for Brett Kavanaugh and all that darkness and all those lies and how that all went down.
Mm-hmm.
You know, we have to look at how the whole thing came down with the 50 plus signatures that signed the letter that having the hallmarks of Russian misinformation on the Biden laptop thing.
Mm-hmm.
We need to have a real investigation on China and the whole COVID-19 pandemic stuff. We have to have an investigation on the what Twitter has necessarily been revealing and how bad the government agencies, not just the White House, but government agencies were using social media for censorship. Mm-hmm. I mean, look, if we don't do anything, then all of those kinds of, all that kind of nastiness will just continue. And people like, you know, Hillary Clinton continue to get away with things. And I would argue that we absolutely have to have a modern-day church commission on how the Department of Justice and the FBI is failing us. Couple that with all the legislation that needs to happen. And some of that legislation does involve social media, Section 230. What in the world are we ever going to do with that?
Mm-hmm.
The waste, fraud, and abuse of our tax dollars. I mean, it's just epic. And, in order to get on with business, like McCarthy or not, if you don't want them, then go put somebody else in there. And I haven't heard any of these holdouts recommend anybody other than Jim Jordan or Andy Biggs. Both, and Jim Jordan does not want the job.
No, he doesn't.
He said he does not want the job because of the other things that that he wants to do in the Judiciary Committee, including all things Russiagate.
Mm-hmm.
So, you know, you want to blow some people's minds, as I said earlier, go put Gerald Flynn in there. Go put Mike Huckabee in there. I mean, I could think of a, you know,
put Donald Trump in there and see what happens.
So, look, well, he's running for president, so, I mean, that wouldn't work. But in the meantime, take a long look at Hakeem Jeffries' family.
Oh, yeah.
Go look at his family. They are communists.
Yep.
They're Marxists.
Yep.
And you know, every one of those Democrats ought to be called out for voting for Hakeem Jeffries. Every one of them. And I was really quite stunned that nobody brought that up yesterday.
Mm-hmm.
But anyway, we are where we are, and we look like The Keystone cops look better than what happened yesterday.
Well, let's talk about something that looked really good yesterday, and that was our governor, Ron DeSantis, in Tallahassee.
Yay!
There you go.
Yep.
And, of course, he had the family there. I know a lot of people that were there that normally would have perhaps been up in D.C., but they went there to be with the governor. And it's just we are the shining star, the shining example for the other people around the country to take a look and say, hey, here's how it's done.
Well, and you know, Carol Moskowitz, who works for the New York Post, she wrote a very interesting op-ed yesterday for Fox News on why she and her husband and family, how hard it was for them to make the decision to escape, literally escape New York and move to Florida for the sake of their children.
Yep.
And because of the masking and because of the crime and all these other kinds of things, you put it, I mean, it was a very good explanation. And, you know, we down here in Florida, because we have lived in a freedom state, it's very hard for us to understand how badly New York and Illinois and California is run and the implications it has on families in society. It's hard for, we hear it, we read it, we kind of shake our heads, but we don't really understand the fallout and those consequences. And so we need to hear more of how free we need to be in this country because of people like Ron DeSantis in the state of Florida.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, I'm going to stand my ground. While I think Ron DeSantis would make a great president, I don't want him as president.
Nope.
We need to use Ron DeSantis to force multiply.
Yep.
To have every state look like Florida.
Mm-hmm.
And then that would send a whole other message to the federal government and those quacks in Washington, D.C., in the Senate and in the House.
Well, somebody, one of our senators is going to run for president. And when they do, who knows, they might get elected for all I know. That would open it up for Ron DeSantis to run for senator the next time around at the end of his term. And I think that would be perfect for him. Perfect.
Well, I don't know.
Just my thought. Mm-hmm. All right. Well, listen, we will talk to you tomorrow, same time, same bat channel. We'll be watching the TV today to see if they can get it done in 3 rounds or less. So have yourself a great day, and I'll talk to you tomorrow.
Thank you.
All right, Denise Simon, FoundersCode.com. Go over there to her website, FoundersCode.com. Check out all the great things that she writes about over there, and you will be a very well-informed citizen. I'll be right back. Don't go anywhere.
This is the Captain's America Third Watch.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions, SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
USA News Update. The NFL pushed ahead Tuesday with a difficult balancing act navigating players' emotions after Buffalo's safety Damar Hamlin's shocking cardiac arrest with a tight playoff schedule, and emphasizing Hamlin's health was its main focus. The league informed the Buffalo Bills and the Cincinnati Bengals that their game, suspended Monday, would not be resumed this week, while the Week 18 schedule remains unchanged for now. The game was suspended in the first quarter when Hamlin suffered the cardiac arrest after making a tackle. The 24-year-old Hamlin remains in critical condition a day after the Bills said his heart stopped following the seemingly routine play. Hamlin tackled Bengals wide receiver T. Higgins, who led with a shoulder, then briefly got up before collapsing. About 600 people alive today can't have children because California's government sterilized them either against their will or without their knowledge, and now the state is trying to find them so they can pay them at least $15,000 each in reparations. I'm Julio Flores, USA News.
You don't sit behind a desk every day to earn a living. You're out and about making it happen. And sometimes you get a little bit behind on your paperwork, you know, like bookkeeping and paying your taxes. It's easy to get behind on paying your taxes. It happens to the best of us. And you know what happens next. The big bad IRS comes knocking on your door. And when that happens, you need to call the good old boys at the Tax Doctor. Let them do what they do best. Deal and negotiate with the IRS so you pay the lowest you can in back taxes that the law allows. We are a 100% U.S.-based company, and we've saved our clients millions over the years in back taxes. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, call my friends right now at the Tax Doctor and learn more.
800-932-5140. 800-932-5140. 800-932-5140. That's 800-932-5140.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Everybody, this is the Captain, Matt Bruce. Tune in 2 to 6 a.m. to hear tonight what they'll be talking about tomorrow on this radio station. The Captain's America Third Watch. Always American and always conservative. God bless America.
Hi, this is Mike Gallagher. You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch with Captain Matt Bruce.
Now, it's time for military and veterans news on the Captain's America Third Watch.
Yes, indeedy, it is time for our Wednesday morning military and veterans news segment here on the Captain's America Third Watch, always brought to you by the National Aviation Academy. Their website, naa.edu, that's naa.edu. Go there to find out more about where they're campuses are and what they can do for you. They're going to tell you about themselves right now.
Hey America, is there anything you're truly proud of? How about becoming an aviation maintenance technician? In just 14 months, you'll be watching the metal birds that you just repaired soar back into the sky. At National Aviation Academy, we train ordinary men and women to do extraordinary things. Call 800-659-2080 or visit wingmenwanted.com. I can't think of anything else to be more proud of. For more information about our statistics, visit naa.edu/success.
Now, the National Aviation Academy can be found online by going to their website. Go to naa.edu, that's naa.edu, one more time, naa.edu, to find out more about them. Now, when you get over there, I want you to pay close attention to the fact that they have two campuses. They have one in Clearwater, Florida, right here in my backyard. I'm over here in Tampa on the east side of the bay. They're over there in Clearwater, located over by the St. Pete Airport on the southwestern side of the bay. So, remember that, number one. Number two, remember this other little item. You can call them up at 800-659-2080. That's 800-659-2080. Call them at that number and ask to take
the tour of one of their facilities. Now, in my opinion, if I was going to attend a school and I wanted to find out which one would be the best for me, I would check them both out. I would check them both out, both campuses, see what they have to offer. That's just me. So, again, the website, naa.edu, that's naa.edu. Clearwater, Florida. Concord, Massachusetts, just outside Boston, I might add. So that's Clearwater, Florida, Concord, Mass., just outside Boston. And their phone number to call up and schedule an appointment. Take the tour, 800-659-2080, 800-659-2080. One more time, 800-659-2080. Call them up, ask to take the tour. You'll be glad you did. Now, in today's military and veterans news, the Army is continuing its seemingly uphill battle against mold and other ailments affecting its buildings as we move into 2023 after extending the deadline of the 100% inspection of facilities it ordered in October. In other words, they weren't able to get it done. Now, military operations in the Middle East in 2022 killed more than 600 Islamic State insurgents. No, they haven't gone anywhere. They're still around. They're hiding under bigger rocks, but ISIS is still there in the Middle East, and we're still tracking them down and fighting them. By the way, Lockheed Martin on Friday announced that it had halted acceptance flights and deliveries on the new F-35 Joint Strike Fighters amid an investigation into the cause of an F-35B mishap on a Texas runway this month. We'll see how that works out. And a key medical screening portal has been down for months amidst the recruiting crisis. It's now entering its fourth month without a critical automated medical screening portal. From the Defense Health Agency officials, they're now working overtime processing individual medical data by hand so that prospective officers across the military may enroll in a service academy or sign reserve officers training corps contracts to extend their commitments to the military. By the way, there's a discrepancy in the terms of people that were killed by the Ukrainian drone in Donetsk. Ukrainian forces fired rockets at a facility in the eastern Donetsk region where Russian soldiers were stationed. Russia says they killed 63 of them. Russia's defense ministry also said it was one of the deadliest attacks on the Kremlin's forces since the war began more than 10 months ago. Ukraine says, nope, we got almost 400 of them. So we don't know. I'm not going to argue over bodies. That got a lot of people into a lot of trouble in Vietnam, by the way, trying to estimate body counts that weren't accurate. Now, the deployment to a NATO country near the conflict in Ukraine is soon to be seen as a model of deterrence for a U.S. military that's recently stepped back from direct fighting. Now, the troops are training very close to Russia's war in a signal to Moscow. What's going to happen? I don't know. I don't have any idea. But we're going to watch. Now, Ukraine is using its old tanks right now as artillery amid the trench warfare in Bakhmut. It gives you an extra nudge, said one of the infantry officers. You see what you've done and how you've helped the infantry, and you just want to keep on going. Okay, that's true. Nothing like having your own mobile artillery. And the U.S. Defense Department said it's rewarded a $7.8 billion contract modification for the F-35 aircraft to Lockheed Martin Corporation. By the way, African refugees in the United States face uncertainty as the legislation to keep them here stalls. Don't know what's going to happen there, but without some upcoming legislation, they'll have to go back where they came from until they get something to take care of them and allow them into the country. Now, I don't know if you heard this, but the massive $1.7 trillion congressional omnibus spending bill, which was signed into law last week by President Joe Biden, contains billions of dollars in support of military infrastructure and diplomatic incentives in Hawaii and the Pacific, as the United States is now seeking to compete with China for influence in the region. Wasn't that wonderful? Isn't that wonderful? Trying to get all that done at one time. By the way, the new slogan in the Army, I told you last week, they were going back to this, be all you can be. This year, 2023, might feel a little bit like 1983 for the soldiers and civilians of the Army Enterprise Marketing Office as they work to reboot the service's classic Be All You Can Be slogan, which will launch again in March amidst a historic recruiting shortfall that heightens the stakes. What are they going to do to get more people? I don't know. Money helps a little bit. Guaranteed duty stations helps a little bit. We'll see. They're going to be doing something. What the something's going to be, we just don't know. But I know they're going to have to adapt, improvise, and overcome to be able to succeed in what they're doing right now. By the way, there's going to be some brand new amphibious combat vehicles on the east coast of the United States, specifically coming out of Camp Lejeune, North Carolina. They are supposed to get their first set of brand new amphibious combat vehicles coming up in the spring of 2023. Now, you've seen them around if you've been watching some of what's been going on, the training exercises, but you've seen some of them around. And you're going to see a lot more of them around. Because after all the problems that they had, that they went through, initially, I think this time, they've got it taken care of. How about that? By the way, 9 out of 10 airmen have opted to stay in the United States Air Force during fiscal 2022, which is higher than what it was the year prior. So the Air Force is having some better luck. Kudos to them. All right, stay tuned, everybody. We're coming back with Chris Markowski, the watchdog on Wall Street.
Hi, everybody. This is the Captain, Matt Bruce. Tune in 2 to 6 a.m. to hear tonight what they'll be talking about tomorrow on this radio station. The Captain's America Third Watch. Always American and always conservative. God bless America.
If you're like most Americans, you can see things are out of control. Global problems have local consequences, too many of them. And if the next news headline spins us into chaos, you'd better be ready. Grocery store supply chains are only as strong as their weakest link. Don't wait for them to break. Today's the day to secure emergency food for everyone in your family. My Patriot Supply is America's largest preparedness company. Our specially packaged and delicious food stays fresh for up to 25 years in storage. It'll be there when you need it. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and pick up several emergency food kits. There are a dozen different sizes that average over 2,000 calories per day. As we all know, calories equals energy equals survival. And as you'd expect from a true preparedness company, our food kits are in stock and ship quickly. Those who know what's coming are preparing today. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Life can be full of risks. One thing you shouldn't take a risk with ever is your family's health insurance. If you're self-employed or you now need affordable health insurance, you need to make this free call right now and see how the Health Insurance Helpline can help you get it. We specialize in helping the self-employed and people just like you that need affordable health insurance to get it. We have short and long-term health insurance plans, and some even cover dental, vision, and prescription drugs. Don't take a risk with your family's health insurance. It's not worth it. If you're self-employed or now need affordable health insurance, call right now and learn for free how to get it. Listen, affordable health insurance plans for everyone just like you are a free phone call away. So give us a shout right now.
800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. That's 800-670-0946.
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Youngevity at teamg'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at teamg'day.com and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your Youngevity business. Teamg'day.com. Teamg'day.com.
Honorary Forest Ranger Betty White here, lending a hand to my dear friend Smokey Bear, because for 75 years, he's only said,
only you can prevent wildfires.
But there's a lot more to say. Like, if you park your car on tall, dry grass, the hot exhaust pipe can start a wildfire. So be careful out there. Go to SmokeyBear.com to learn more about wildfire prevention. Brought to you by the U.S. Forest Service, your state forester, and the Ad Council.
I need to pay bills. When is my tax refund coming? I need to pay my taxes. What are my payment options?
I need to set up a payment plan. How do I do that?
I need answers to my tax questions. Where can I find them?
I need help with my taxes. Does the IRS offer free help?
I need a tax preparer. How should I choose one?
Need answers to your tax questions? Go to IRS.gov.
You're in the right spot for tomorrow's news tonight and breaking news as it happens with retired New York Fire Rescue Captain and World Trade Center attack survivor Matt Bruce right here on the Captain's America Third Watch.
By the way, the next time you're in Tampa and you're over on North Florida Avenue, I want you to go to the right spot, and that would be Moss, spelled M-A-U-S, Acura, and their Moss Acura dealership, which is right next door to their Moss Nissan dealership over there on North Florida Avenue. Now, the reason I want you to go over there and check them out is because they offer a program that very few, if any, offer anywhere in the country. It's called the You Serve, You Save program, where all active duty military, all veterans, all first responders, whether you are an EMT, a firefighter, or a police officer, and church pastors too, get offered tremendous deals on new or certified pre-owned vehicles. Now, they honor the people that have served us with this honor themselves. And your Moss Acura also comes with Moss Care, with free oil changes and tire rotations for the life of the vehicle. Save you a bunch of money and keep your car in tip-top shape. So check them out online, Moss, M-A-U-S, Acura.com, Moss, M-A-U-S, Acura.com. Check them out online. Find out what I was telling you about. You're going to love it. All right, Chris Markowski, the Watchdog on Wall Street, is back with us. Good morning, Mr. Watchdog.
Good morning.
Are you ready for day number two of the extravaganza coming out of Washington, D.C.?
I was kind of watching from afar yesterday.
knowing that it was going to be anarchy, and I'm still trying to kind of discover what the purpose is at this point in time. I really don't. It seems to me it's a bit of a silly show. You know, why you can't get together in a room, you know, shut the door, hash it out, figure it out, and then move on. You know, everything's put on hold. You can't swear anybody in. You know, a big mess.
Well, you're right. And this could go on for weeks because it has before in our past many years ago, but it has before. And I certainly hope it doesn't do it this time because we have too much stuff that we have to take care of.
Yeah, that's an understatement. I mean, even some of the things that they laid out, that they you know, legislation that they're looking to pass, Steve Scalise put out a list of things. I wasn't overly impressed with that either in regards to what they want to do. Yeah, a little bit here and there, you know, with the IRS agents. I think that's good. I don't think it goes far enough in cutting back spending. I think they have to do more when it comes to trying to allow for more permitting in regards to energy. You know, right now everything is on hold.
Yes, and unfortunately for us, we have to sit here and watch this. And we came up with a new term at our lunch yesterday that we have at Mission Barbecue. So I'll let you be the first one to hear it. We are now calling these people that they like to call rhinos. We've split it up. The males are going to be the rhinos. The women that are involved in this are going to be the rhinettes.
Yeah, again, you know, again, the party in of itself is in disarray. There's no doubt about that. Which again, you know, sometimes, you know, out of chaos comes opportunity, and hopefully we can get some, you know, some leadership and I can actually push the party forward. Maybe, you know, dealing with fiscal restraint and handling the problems that we've been promised were going to be handled for a very long period of time, which is just, you know, perpetually ignored. So who knows?
Well, in the meantime, there is some financial news that's come out that's got some people asking me questions. Regulators are now warning the banks to be cautious on the crypto contagion. What are they talking about, be cautious?
Well, making sure that they, you know, that they don't, they're not involved in crypto to a level where it could become dangerous if you start to see more of these tokens, coins, whatever you want to call them, collapse. You know, there is that type of risk of contagion where assets are all of a sudden priced at zero. Your banks have to maintain a certain amount of leverage. You can also be careful with some of these ridiculous interest-bearing products. That again, don't make any sense in the world to me now. It's just like making money up out of thin air. That's not really money. So many of the banks that I know and do business with, various different clearing agents. A lot of them won't touch the stuff with a 10-foot pole, so they're very cautious.
Now, the United States construction spending unexpectedly rebounded and went up last month. That's a shock.
Hard to tell. Again, you know, watching this economy month over month and seeing flows of money here and there, again, very, very fickle and very difficult to predict.
Okay, now we've got Apple. Apple is something that everybody watches, right?
Yes.
Well, yesterday, Apple's market value fell below $2 trillion. Is that a warning sign of some sort?
Well, I mean, the stock is down, you know, sizably over the past year. You know, you're talking down over 30-some-odd percent. Yesterday, there was news that Apple, some from out of Asia, where Apple's telling some of its suppliers to cut back on some of the materials it needs for certain products because of weakening demand. There was also some news that they couldn't make enough iPhone Pros, 14 Pros, for the Christmas season. They were backed up when it comes to that. You know, if you owned Apple over the past 3 years, you're up over 70%. The stock's down right now, along with the entire group, the leading tech companies. Right now, you know, it's kind of like a wait and see mode. But, you know, if you're someone that's a long-term investor, You know, I would suggest dollar cost averaging into Apple every single month for an extended period of time. You're able to pick up the stock at a good price because, you know, it's still without a doubt is the leader in a massive industry. Its valuation has come down a great deal, and, you know, I would take advantage of that.
Now, we're seeing Wall Street start off the year with a dip in Apple and Tesla shares, which have started to drag a little bit. And I did see yesterday, and I'm sure other people saw what I saw, because it was on the interstate, I saw another Tesla that had been burned up, sitting on a flatbed truck going north towards Tampa.
Yeah, you guys, I think, are going to be dealing with that maybe a little bit more because of the flooding that took place, and, you know, maybe batteries getting wet, and that when they corrode, they can become dangerous, very dangerous. The Tesla stock is, you know, again, has been a high flyer for a very long period of time. Valuation, it's just, you know, falling out of bed right now. No one really wants to own it at this point in time. Again, entry point's very difficult in this stock because it is for an automaker, and it still has a very, very high multiple. With that being said, I mean, you take a look at the deliveries that they had last year. They were up over 40%. They missed their target. Elon Musk wanted to do 50%, but, you know, dealing with some manufacturing issues in China because of zero COVID slowed them down to some degree. But I think, you know, Tesla's going to continue to be the leader when it comes to EVs. Yes. Right now, I'd be cautious around the stock.
Speaking of being cautious, the Mega Millions prize is now the sixth largest in the U.S. history, worth some $785 million, the next drawing.
Yeah, I don't know much about the various different lotteries, state lotteries, the big ones that go across state lines.
Yeah.
Those things to me, they're silly. It's almost like you're going out, you're volunteering to pay a tax. I don't get it.
Well, you are, but if you win, it's a heck of a lot of fun. Not that I ever would, or not that you ever would either, but, you know, you never know.
Yeah, better chance of getting bit by a radioactive spider and becoming Spider-Man.
Or being hit by a baseball. Right?
Dolphin.
Yeah. Now, I'm looking at the weather up by you. You got some fog up there this morning?
I haven't gone outside, but it's been wet, so I would assume so, because the temperature looks like it's coming up today.
Okay, because it looks like you got fog up there by you going up towards Cape Cod and over into Jersey, kind of like in a straight line right off the island. So be careful if you get out there.
Yeah, I'm running the water, so I wouldn't be surprised based upon how wet it's been and the rising temperatures.
Well, I don't know what time this all starts again today, but we'll see if it can go three or more shots at it before McCarthy either gives up or says, nope, we'll go at it again tomorrow, because there is no Congress right now. House of Representatives, there is no House of Representatives right now. Talk to you tomorrow, my friend.
Have a good one.
Chris Markowski, the Watchdog of Wall Street. And check that out if you want to. The House of Representatives is not even functioning right now. They can't do anything until they swear in all these congressmen and women.
I am a non-attorney spokesperson representing a team of lawyers who help people that have been injured or wronged. If you've been involved in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident, or injured at work, you have rights, and you may be entitled to money for your suffering. Don't accept an offer you get from an insurance company until you talk to a lawyer. And we represent some of the best personal injury lawyers you can find. Tough lawyers that will fight to win your case. And they're so good, they stake their reputation on it by only getting paid if you win. So if you've been in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident, or hurt on the job, find out today for free what kind of compensation you may be entitled to. Call the legal helpline right now.
800-509-4492. 800-509-4492. 800-509-4492. That's 800-509-4492.